How old are you? How old are you? 11. He might. Okay. To someone, I won't point at anybody this time, who's 96. But there is something powerful about that because you get to hear the words of God in the voice of each community member. And there's power in that. Imagine an old grandfather or grandmother who got to sit and listen to their 12-year-old grandson or granddaughter be the mouth of God. That's powerful stuff, people. Somehow in our Western way where we all have 50 Bibles and we have it, people read the Bible and it's, I don't know. I don't know how to reclaim it. I struggle in my classroom at school. I'll always say to kids, I never say to them, would you read the Bible, please? I'll always say, who will be God's voice today? But even that gets old after a while. Anyway, so each one of you would take a turn. The passage is apparently already assigned long before because they read through the same set of passages every 3 years. Some say every 1 year. I think it's every 3 years. So when you came to synagogue, you could look at a list. I don't know if they posted it somewhere. And that list would say the passage for the day is Exodus 34 verses whatever. They didn't have verses and passages. They named them by the first word. This week's was Kisasa, I think. It's from the book of Exodus, Kisasa. That's the first two words of the section. So you knew where to read. And you looked at the list and you said, ah, so-and-so gets to read today. And that person would be sitting in Moses' seat. So when you walked in, the person who's sitting here is the person whose turn it is, and they're assigned a portion. Now, there's no question that the rabbi probably worked with that person, but the rabbi is not in charge. The rabbi is a member of the community. He gets to sit in Moses' seat too. Jesus said the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, so do what they tell you. They take their turn in the community, being the one who gets to read, be the voice of God. So listen to them. Do what they command you because they sit in Moses' seat too. When the reading is done, the scrolls are quietly put away. I've watched old people cry. Oh no, we're putting the Bible away again. Just how you feel at the end of a meal when you're done reading the Bible and you put it away. I'm sure people have a tear. Say, oh, are we done reading already? That's all there's going to be today, and we put it away and feel so, don't you? I'm being sarcastic, but doesn't it bother you at all that we don't have this fire in our soul to want the Word? Bothers me no end. Not for you, but bothers me about me. And now you sit, and now the person in the Moses seat, he sits or she sits down too, because these are going to be human words, and now you give the sermon. Now the sermon is called Derasha. Say Derasha. Derasha is a short, a little bit like what I do for devotions. They take about 60 seconds to 2 minutes. And it's a reflection on the passage that you read. Best derasha I ever heard. I always assign kids to do derashot when they go to Israel. Young man named Seth, whose father dove into a swimming pool and is paralyzed from the neck down, has been since Seth was a little kid. He read the portion from the text of Jesus healing the lame man. Here was Seth's derasha. Jesus healed the lame man. My father is lame. The doctors can't help him. Someday Jesus will heal my father too. That's derasha. Amen. Typically a derasha lasts 60 seconds to 2 minutes, and the Bible reading about 35 to 40. Just think a minute. I'm not being critical, okay? I'm going to pick up my New Testament on the way out. I'm being real nice tonight. But think about once, what happens when we read from the Bible in a church for 2 minutes and then spend 40 in a sermon? What subconsciously happens to what is really important here? Now, I'm not arguing for a 2-minute sermon or a 40-minute. I'm saying, people of God, there was something going on in the synagogue here that was coming out of a passion for the Word of God. And that we ought to pray and beg God and work hard to try to reclaim in our own cultural setting, I think. When the derasha, let me finish this a minute just to show you. So the reader would come in, he would stand or she would stand on the bema, read the portion, everyone would sit down, and then